Donald Trump tweeted yesterday that he'll announce his vice presidential pick tomorrow. Hillary Clinton has been secretive about her possible choice of running mate. But today, one name rumored to be on her short list is getting something of an audition. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine will campaign with Hillary Clinton this afternoon at a community college in Northern Virginia. Online oddsmakers put Kaine at the top of Clinton's shortlist. Here's NBC's Chuck Todd asking him about it.
All right, a lot of people are writing about you right now in American politics. And there is, seems to be a
theme. Don't believe the hype.
Well,
don't believe the hype.
All right.
There are denials and there are dodges. And in recent weeks, there have been so many of them. In the quadrennial parlor game that is VP speculation, this is the season of asking possible candidates if they're being vetted by the campaign, whether they've filled out a survey or shared financial information with those putting together files on all of the potential VPs. On MSNBC, Rachel Maddow asked Massachusetts Senator and progressive hero Elizabeth Warren about whether she was being considered.
Has Hillary Clinton talked to you about the prospect of being her running mate? Have you been
nope.
vetted? Have you? No, no conversations.
Nope.
Am I supposed to ask it more broadly? Have her people talked to your people?
I don't think so. You know, look, I know there's been a lot of speculation about this. But the truth is, I love the work I do.
Ah, the old I love my job answer. That's what Labor Secretary Tom Perez went with when Montgomery Community Media asked him to address the speculation.
I just put my head down and do my job. You know, those sorts of rumors aren't part of what I'm doing.
Perez has been a dedicated Clinton campaign surrogate, and many think he could be up for the VP slot. In fact, all the people most hotly discussed have been out campaigning for Clinton. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown's non-answer didn't go so well when Martha Raddatz on ABC's This Week asked him three times if he had been contacted or vetted by the campaign.
I'm not going to speculate. I think I've answered
that. I'm not
that.
Asking you to speculate. Have you been contacted?
I understand. You've heard my answer. That's what you're going to get. And talk to the Secretary Clinton campaign.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack had essentially the same answer for Peter Alexander on MSNBC.
So let me ask you point blank. Are you being vetted right now by the campaign?
Listen, those questions should obviously be directed to the campaign.
The Clinton campaign declined to comment for this story. The campaign seems to be doing its best not to contribute to the VEEP stakes chatter. Last week, Clinton spent a full day at her Washington, D.C. home, meeting with aides and lawyers who are leading the selection process. We know this, not because the campaign made an announcement, but because TV crews staked out the house all day. Tamara Keith, NPR News.